VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Palestinian militants fired more rockets into Israel's commercial heartland Thursday as Israel kept up a punishing bombing campaign in Gaza and assembled tanks and troops on the enclave's border. The 4 days of cross-border violence showed no sign of letting up, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the campaign, quote, will take more time, end quote. The violence has also spread to mixed communities of Jews and Arabs in Israel, a new front in the long conflict. The United States is sending an envoy, worried the region's worst hostility in years could spiral out of control. Meanwhile, truce efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations have so far offered no sign of progress. Muslims around the world marked a somber Eid al-Fitr Thursday amid rising hostilities between Israel and Palestinians in the second celebration in the shadow of the coronavirus pandemic. The three-day festival, which marks the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan, is traditionally celebrated with mosque prayers, family feast, and shopping for new clothes, gifts, and sweets. In addition to the already subdued festival due to the raging pandemic, the deadly violence between Israel and Palestinians also casts a pall, with growing fears it could spiral into full-blown conflict. Thousands of people have fled fighting between rival armed groups in the volatile east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, this according to security and militia sources on Thursday. The fighting broke out Wednesday in South Kivu province, which is near the border with Burundi, according to the sources. If you'd like more on these or any of the stories you hear on our newscast throughout the day, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday colonial pipelines should be reaching full operational capacity right now, and he expects to see fuel normalcy this weekend. Colonial Pipeline began to slowly restart the nation's largest fuel pipeline network Wednesday after a ransomware attack shut the line, triggering fuel shortages and panic buying in the southeastern United States. The president said in a meeting today he plans to discuss the colonial attack with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The tech powerhouse Taiwan resumed power early Thursday evening following several hours of phased blackouts island-wide, a problem that briefly impacted major semiconductor firm Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, or TSMC. Around 4 million homes were affected on the island of 24 million people after an outage at a coal and gas-fired power plant that was connected to a failure of the electricity grid. TSMC, the world's biggest contract chip maker, said some of its facilities suffered a brief power dip, but power had been restored. Britain's former Prime Minister David Cameron insisted Thursday he acted appropriately in controversial lobbying for the collapsed finance group Greensill Capital, as British lawmakers quizzed him following months of scandal and revelation about his actions. The former Conservative leader appeared before a parliamentary committee probing his lobbying ahead of the loan company's collapse in March. Cameron was an advisor to the company and reportedly held lucrative stock options that are now worthless. The firm's implosion has rekindled the debate on the close ties between the upper echelons of British politics and finance. Pfizer repeatedly offered to sell its COVID-19 vaccine to Brazil's health ministry between August and November last year. Got no answer from the government. This according to Pfizer's chief executive for Latin America telling lawmakers Thursday. India's most populous state will spend up to $1.36 billion to buy COVID-19 shots and held early talks this week with companies such as Pfizer and the local partner of the maker of Russia's Sputnik V, a state official said Thursday. The move by Uttar Pradesh, home to more people than Brazil, comes as many Indian states curtail vaccinations due to severe shortages during a record surge in coronavirus infections. Bitcoin recovered about half of its losses Thursday, a day after plunging 17% when Tesla boss Elon Musk said his company would stop accepting the digital tokens as payments for its cars. It had dropped from its lowest price since March 1st in just under 2 hours following his remarks. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.